Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents
Bills Game Day.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right.
Sports Talk Saturday.
Likewise, Derek, tell me about yourself.
I'm obnoxious, I guess is the best answer, right, Zach? If I had to sum it up quickly, I'm the energy guy, you know, like that. That glue guy that you need at the bottom of the roster.
If the obnoxious is energy, I'm all for it. If obnoxious is just bringing the energy, then I'm probably obnoxious at times. But obnoxious could also be like asking really rude or weird or inappropriate questions.
Yes.
And stuff like that. So I didn't know which type of obnoxious we were.
Oh, yeah, no. I lean toward the fun obnoxious. I'm here to have fun. Like, we're on radio, baby. We should be having fun.
Or Ross is preparing for the worst if you said obnoxious.
Yeah, I guess that was the wrong word choice, isn't it?
On WGR.
Why won't you love me?
Sports Radio 550.
I got every reason not to love you. Probably 550 of them, like the station.
Bills Game Day.
Bills Game Day.
None of that today.
That's a new one. Evan cooking back there. I like it. This is Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley here with you. Evan on the update and apparently cooking with a new open here for
yes.
it.
Yeah.
As this is going to be the biggest mail-it-in game that I could ever remember.
Yeah, I walked up to the counter and I was like, can I have a nothing burger? Because that's what this game's going to be. Is that another bad joke? Like the Aaron Rodgers washed one?
We're not doing good right now.
No, man. No.
No. We're not doing great. As a matter of fact, now I'm going to ask Evan to like clip every bad joke that you make.
And we'll make a compilation. I love
yes.
it.
Yes. Yeah. There's going to be a new open coming in like February at this point with how your clip is.
Yeah.
Coming soon to your airwaves.
Coming soon to your unfortunate eardrums. You get to hear it again.
Yes. Yes.
But this game, man, you want to talk about what's going to be mailed in? Yeah. Like, let's call Park. Let's, like, just like, I'm not even going to make a bad joke because I almost did it and I'm not going to. I can't criticize you for it and then have the hypocrisy to do it myself.
Yes.
So I'm going to stop myself.
You know what's a bad joke? 5 years ago today, Josh Allen played his first NFL game playoff game, excuse me. First NFL game is a little bit of a stretch, but first NFL playoff game against the Texans when Deshaun Watson was still on that team.
And infamously, threw a ball deep to Pat DeMarco and lateraled a play where they had timeouts still.
Yep. And he caught a touchdown from John Brown.
Yeah, no, like that was
a fever dream of a game.
That was Josh Allen being the infamous sugar high Josh in his second year. Like that was him being, okay, we got to reel some of this in because you're going to give the entire area heart attacks based on your actions.
I remember where I was watching it. It was at this restaurant, right? There was this older gentleman in the vicinity just off to the side in like a different booth. It was with my mom. And he's like, he turns to me and he's like, this is why I drink, after Steven Hauschka puts in the tying field goal to take it to OT.
Oh, I've got a better quote for you.
Yeah.
On that one. I remember where I was. I was here.
Yeah.
But the lateral play happens. Obviously, you know, there's a moment. But it's me, Kyle Powell, and Nate all sitting out in the newsroom. And Bulldog comes walking out.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy, headphones are off. Here we go.
What the F was that?
Did he use a different word for F?
No.
Oh, he actually said what the F was that?
In those exact words. In those exact words. Like, with the season on the line.
Yeah.
That was probably one of the funniest moments of the newsroom that we've had in a while. And that was just Bulldog being Bulldog. And then the world shut down.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That did happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, like a year.
The year later.
No. Was it the year later?
5 years ago. No, it was a couple months later.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what would have saved it? The Bills.
Yeah, right.
No.
But if the Bills actually advanced in the playoffs, rumor has it COVID-19 actually would never have existed. It's one of those canon events. The Bills losing to the Texans.
The Bills would have saved the world.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I know that that's not true, but I want to say it anyway.
I found myself get got last night on TikTok while it's in its
get got on TikTok.
Yeah, in its last few days of living, right? It was a Keon Coleman compilation. And one of the quotes was, or the quote on it, the caption was, Keon Coleman, best rookie receiver in the NFL, ? I was like, oh, this guy's definitely got some evidence. He's going to show some bad plays where he's dropped it because he's had a couple. I saw the doink off the back of the helmet. Not quite. It was just all the drops. And I was like, okay, I got God. I thought this was going to be, it was like a fake satire page. Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah. And I was like, okay. Because I was thinking in my head.
Probably by a Dolphins fan.
Yeah, I'm thinking in my head. Him and Xavier Worthy, right? Both have had big splashes on their teams, but both are very valuable to them already in their rookie season. So I was genuinely thinking Keon Coleman might have a case for that.
And Ladd McConkey as well.
Yes,
Brian
those
Thomas
three.
Jr. has been great. Those first-round receivers have been almost as advertised.
Counting Coleman as a first-round receiver, technically, because it's the Bills' first pick, no?
No, I'm talking about those top 10 guys.
Oh, yeah.
So, of course, we know why the investment in the wide receiver position was important with that draft class.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them have shown up so far.
Yeah. They've had to.
And they've had to. And the thing is that you can make what would be a smart pick and it could still screw up for you. And even Worthy at first, it was looking like that, but that was because the quarterback was just not being
Patrick
him.
Mahomes. Yeah, no.
He was not his usual self.
No.
And this year showed it. Pro Bowl. Patrick Mahomes did not get voted into the Pro Bowl.
No, and the best part about the Pro Bowl vote, 33% are fan votes, the rest of the 66% are coaches and players, right?
Yeah.
Allen got the least of the fan vote, or less than Lamar, I should say.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the absolute least, but coaches and players voted Allen to be the QB1 in the Pro Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me think this season, I think
the league took notice.
The league took notice, for sure. And does that say anything about the current conversation that's become incredibly toxic? I don't know.
No.
But.
No.
You don't think
not
so?
Not at all.
Not about the MVP?
No. Matter of fact, Baltimore is the game that I'm ultimately dreading the most now.
What, playing them in the playoffs?
Yes.
Because of that conversation?
Yes.
Whoever wins versus, yeah?
Yeah. It really is becoming the conversation I don't want to even deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So, Chargers. feel like doing a favor?
I'd love to. I think the Chargers could actually beat the Ravens. They're basically the Ravens of last year with their squad. So
yes, I do agree with that. And then you'd be able to get the Bills against the winner of Steelers-Texans.
Give that to me all day.
Yes.
The Chargers, my brother's a big Chargers fan, right?
So we want this for your brother.
I want this more for my brother. Anything. But also, like, yes. Yeah. Bills playoff odds and for my brother, Chargers, go. Go charge up, I think that's what they say.
Bolt up?
Bolt up, yes, bolt up. That's what they say.
But yes, this is more or less like this. Week 18 has become this weird thing, man. Like, I get that they try to order games in schedule, like, when it comes to importance.
Yeah.
But, like, most of the meaning is done after today.
Yes. And tomorrow at 7 p.m., you'll know who the Bills are playing because Denver and Miami play tomorrow afternoon at 4:25. They're in mm-hmm. that slot. But the Bengals basically... Whatever, if they lose today, you know that's done, right?
You know they're so, done, yeah. And you know that.
And if Miami wins...
We'll know the AFC North. We'll yep. know the AFC's seeding.
Yeah.
Well, and we may know that there's only two teams left.
Well, that's the thing. I picked the Steelers. I actually made a huge parlay this week in my week 18 picks. I picked the Steelers over the Bengals because they've got a lot to play for.
Like, they still have something to play for. They genuinely do.
So that defense is going to be on fire, and I think they're going to
they
put
may
it together.
Not, though.
You don't think so?
Because the NFL did it wrong.
What do you mean?
Why isn't Pittsburgh Cincy first? Baltimore-Cleveland starts us off at 4:30 today.
By order of importance, you mean like earlier games are more important than the primetime game?
They
like...
should be the first game because Pittsburgh will know their fate by kickoff.
Oh, you're totally right. Yeah. So you're kind of rooting for the Ravens in a way and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like
yeah,
keep the Bengals out. That's what you want.
Yeah. No, like you want the Browns to win because then Pittsburgh has something to play for.
Yeah,
but you need the Browns to inexplicably win when they're 20-point underdogs.
Yeah, their odds -20,000 or +20,000. Put a dollar on that, and you'll be good. Like in all seriousness,
put a dollar on that, yeah. And you're rich.
Yeah. No, seriously, $10. $10 is. 20,000, I think. We'll have to look. 2,000 bucks?
Yeah, I was going to say, you might want to...
10 bucks is 2,000
bucks. You
might want
to check your math on that.
Yeah. No, sorry. My original parlay, I did have the Browns winning and like the rest of week 18 picked. It was like a $10 bet for $24,000. So I switched it to the Ravens, though, because I didn't trust the rookie quarterback-led
well,
Browns.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Then it went back down to like 3,000, though, so.
Yeah, no, I don't... The Cleveland Browns, man.
I'm not a degenerate, I swear. Throwback to that when we built
yeah,
that
well,
parlay.
Yeah, well, I mean, I said I'm not a degenerate, and then you just went, I am.
Mm-hmm. You said I don't gamble.
Yeah, I don't gamble, but I do. Yeah, no. Week 18, though, is just this... I don't know what to call it anymore with what these games are and the importance trying to be put in a certain order.
No.
And
so you're saying Sunday Night Football is the least important game?
No. That they made the most important game.
But you're saying they should have switched.
They should have switched
Ravens
the Saturday
games. Yeah, because technically you're right.
Yeah.
If the Ravens win.
They should have switched those games. Like there's something to look out for in each of the time slots here today, I guess. So that's something like. If the Ravens win, but then at 8 o'clock, say Baltimore does what they're supposed to do, then it's more about Cincy, less about Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh does obviously want to try to slam the door shut on a hated rival. But the motivation's not there if you're going to try to stay healthy and try to be ready for a playoff run if you're locked into 5.
Mm-hmm.
Though actually, a loss would actually kick you to 6. Or it could kick you to 6. Because a Chargers win and a Steelers loss would flip them.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
So you're right. They do have something to play for.
The Steelers?
Yes.
Yeah.
The magnitude of what is going to be dictated after
either
that.
Clinching the AFC North
or trying to avoid playing Baltimore in round one.
Honestly, though,
there's enough to play for there because like Houston is wounded.
Yeah. The Steelers clinch a win over Bengals in Week 18 and the Baltimore loss. So you're rooting for the Bengals to lose.
The
Ravens to lose, yeah.
Yeah, but you're looking at the Ravens and seeing if they can lose this game. And also, it just... But again,
that just doesn't seem plausible, though, with the way the Browns have played, especially since benching Jameis Winston. I feel like all hopes of a win at that point went out the window.
Yes, and they are... At this point now, we're like...
Which almost makes you want
to... It's not important to them at all to win.
But
it would hurt them.
Sometimes, though, the teams with nothing left to lose in the season will have that game. Drew Lock and the Giants, they had nothing to play for.
Yeah.
They actually... Like you said, they harmed their draft chances.
But that's a bad team against a meh team that like is like below average.
Yeah.
We are talking about one of the best teams in the league having a history of beating the Browns repeatedly.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm hearing the dog howling in the distance, the underdog. I'm feeling some kind of way.
That's got the wrong dog in them.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, by the way. Those odds,
that's stomach
crazy.
Grumbling from an undercooked chili dog.
Yeah, pretty much. It's the roller dog on the gas station roller. That's what it is.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. The roller dog.
Stay away from those.
Stay away from those. Yeah. No. If life never taught me a single thing, I would have still successfully avoid the roller dog.
Stale donuts, chips. Stale chips and roller dogs. Just stay away from them. The crunch of the stale donut.
Yeah. No, like I said, if I've never learned a single thing, like if I was literally born yesterday, I'm still avoiding the roller dog.
Mm-hmm.
That just doesn't look like a good idea. Whose idea was that?
I don't know.
Meanwhile, 7-Eleven now shakes their fist at me because I'm... Or 8-12 shakes their fist at me because... I'm saying avoid the roller dog.
I mean, I feel like 7-Eleven.
8-12.
Oh, yeah, 8-12. That's totally right.
No free brand deals.
I feel like Always Open is...
Chris Hogan.
Yes. Jamar Chase. Because he branded himself that last season, remember? He got
did.
The chain.
Sure.
And it said the number 7/11.
It is obnoxious that Baltimore is a 20-point favorite today, though.
Yeah, it is. But also it makes complete sense just from the fact that they still have something to play for as well. They need to win that game.
Yeah.
And they're just better team in all facets of the word better.
Yeah. It's still just like 20. 20.
I'd take the under still. What is the over-under? Do we know?
I do. 41.5.
I think they score 35 or more themselves, but I don't think they go. Maybe Cleveland. Maybe it's a shutout. They couldn't get the shutout against the Texans, but maybe they do against the Browns.
42-0 is still a shutout.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But by that point, maybe they're just coasting. Like if they have it that much in the bag.
Here's another thing though about the Browns this year.
Mm-hmm.
They have 3 wins. Only one of them is on the road. So they're literally a worse road team than they are home team.
Wow.
And they're on the road. They're in Baltimore today.
So they're going to play worse than they do in their own building with Brownie the Elf.
Correct.
I feel bad. I have extended family members that are Browns fans from the area.
Ouch.
The greater area in Ohio there. Not great.
Ouchers.
Not great.
That's pain.
What a mishandling of a franchise with the whole Baker Mayfield situation. Like, it's so just appalling to watch that someone could run a team like that.
Yeah.
But then there's the Jets. And we're picking people off Madden rankings from your 12-year-old son.
Oh, the Jets. We'll get into the Jets later, actually.
My favorite clip of all
time.
Really
are, there's something fascinating about them now, even this week, where it's just like, okay, guys, are we sure we want to do this? Are you guys really sure about this?
Yeah.
But no, like the Browns, there's a negligence to them. Again, like I'm just looking at all these Week 18 games, though, and it's like, yeah, cool. I don't know. Like even the NFC South, that's the most important thing with the 1 o'clock games on Sunday. The Falcons take on the Panthers and the Buccaneers take on the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those teams trying to take that playoff spot are at home. And then the 425, it's Chiefs Broncos. That's your game you're looking out for with Dolphins Jets.
Yeah.
I kind of want for the funniest thing to happen.
The Jets to beat the Dolphins?
No. The opposite.
The Dolphins to beat the Jets again.
With a backup quarterback.
Yeah, with Snoop Huntley.
With Snoop Huntley in. Say the Bengals win tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And like some plates are looking shaky with like the Broncos and the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
And Bengals fans are like, oh my God, we might actually do this. And then the Jets are the Jets. And they
let Miami in.
And they end up having Miami win that game.
It wouldn't surprise me.
If I was a Cincy fan in that moment, I would be so mad at the Jets, but also so mad at the Bengals because you started your season poorly again.
Yeah.
You shouldn't keep getting away with this.
This conversation is going to play into the segment towards the top of the hour, if you know what I'm talking about, on my end at least.
Okay. Yeah, it just, but again, and then 8:20 on Sunday Night Football, like that's a good matchup to actually pick for it, being the Lions and the Vikings. For the one seed for the NFC North, and the loser has to play on the road. Against, well, the NFC South, so they kind of get a bye week.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So I guess that works, but like, yeah, then stranger things do happen sometimes. But it's just one of the, like, there are a lot of games where, like, it is not going to matter here.
No.
And I feel like the secondary market, like, when ESPN shows, like, the tickets for, like, secondary markets for these games, it's hilarious. I don't know if the rest of these games combined get to the $333. Tickets as low as $333 for Detroit and Minnesota. Hoy.
Wait. Yeah.
I just literally heard my wallet weeping
mm-hmm.
at that. But then 34, 24, 40, 75 for Raiders Charger. Okay.
I don't know about that.
No, I don't know about that either. 113 for Broncos Chiefs. Okay.
The Chargers are clinched, right? Do they have to win that game?
No.
So they're going to...
Well, they could move up. They can go from 6 to 5.
Oh. So they're probably looking to do yes. that as well. Yeah. So they have something to play
but
for.
But they will know their fate, though, too. A Pittsburgh win seals them out.
Understood. Okay.
That's the thing. They'll know by the time that they play their game the next day what they want to do. So they could be playing for absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Interesting. There's a lot of playoff scenarios that, like you said, though, a lot of nothing.
There's so much nothing, but there's also enough
couple interesting storylines. Yeah.
I think it just hurts that we're in one of those games where there is literally no point to either team winning.
Did you...
Patriots fans are probably going to be cheering for New England to lose this game harder.
No, yeah, yeah.
And for us in Buffalo, it's just going to be, let's get out of this game without incident and get it done.
Well, if New England loses, that makes total sense because they have a quarterback. They'd probably be looking to trade...
The number one pick.
Trade it away for some value. You're probably going to get a lower pick, but still in the higher end of the first round for one of these teams who want the number one. Get a good wide receiver. Like, it makes a lot of sense.
Exactly. There's a lot to it.
They have a good quarterback. Drake May is the future of that team.
Drake May does look good.
Mm-hmm. Better than Mac Jones did.
Yes. No. Mac Jones.
In his first season, you're
somehow
right.
Somehow made a Pro Bowl in the NFL Top 100, which tells you what players' opinions are.
Yeah. Yeah, and Mac Jones making the Pro Bowl. I remember when that stat just kept coming out to bite Josh Allen, but I'm like, Mac Jones only made the Pro Bowl because Josh Allen went golfing instead.
Josh Allen said, I'm good.
Yeah.
Tyler
Huntley made it.
It made a Pro Bowl.
It was like the B team a few years in a row.
Yeah. And then they were like, okay, maybe we should be done with this.
Yeah.
Of playing an actual game.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Tyler Huntley, though.
Because now it's just the Pro Bowl games.
Yeah, which is still fun to watch, quote unquote, but it's like.
For the players, it doesn't mean nearly as much as it used to.
Whoever that Bills kicker was who got nailed. Way
oh, the
back.
Punter?
Yeah, the punter, yeah.
Oh,
he's probably
a child.
He's,
you're a child.
I know.
Because you don't know
No.
The name of the Bills punter who got drilled in the Pro Bowl?
No.
One of the best players during the Bills drought?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Should I tell him?
I'll tell him.
All right.
His name is Brian Moorman.
Brian Moorman. Okay.
I'm
I've
surprised
heard the name.
You don't have a shock you look on your face.
You uncultured swine.
The only good thing about the Bills.
Listen, I
mean Kyle job. Williams.
Yeah.
Well, Kyle Williams, I knew.
Like, those were the only two players that were consistently throughout that drought amongst the best players on that Bills team.
Yeah.
One of them was the punter.
See, I didn't. Punter wasn't appealing to me as a child. You know
I know.
What I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. My problem is your age showed right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, it did.
Because, like, as a kid, if they're not good, you're not really going to pay attention.
It was tough to. I used yeah. to hold. I used to cheer for Scott Chandler, though, which just tells you everything you need to know. Oh, and then boy. Charles Clay was like an immediate upgrade in the tight end position. So that just, again, that tells you everything you need to know.
Yep, but that tells me everything I need to know
EJ,
about
the end of Fitzpatrick and the beginning of EJ Manuel is like where I really started to like hone in. So none of the navy blue jerseys I really saw.
Yeah, that was Brian Moorman's dominant era.
Yeah, I did not. I know Kyle Williams played there, but I was a big fan of Mario Williams and Kyle Williams. Those two are my two favorite players.
Yep.
So I was big into those
and
guys.
And Williams was at least with the team at the end
he
of
broke
the drought. Moorman was not...
No.
Playing anymore.
No.
So it makes some sense that, like...
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But that's who I'm talking about. Like, he's probably looking at these Pro Bowl games like, why couldn't this have been the standard? Why did this have to happen to me?
Why did this happen to me?
Like, that was the original point. Like, just, he's looking at it like, why? I would have much rather kicked a ball into, like, a certain area of the field for points. You know?
Yeah. My back hurts just from hearing you not know who Brian Moorman was. So we're going to go to break. 803-0550. Does your back also hurt from hearing that? Do you feel it now? Like, oh, hey, is it going to rain? Like, I don't know. Like, now that.
Yeah. The humidity is increasing. You can feel it. Yeah.
The age just suddenly hit me like a truck on that one. Thanks, Joe. We'll come back and,
anytime.
We'll actually dial in here and get into the playoff picture and everything else of the sort. Coming up on the other side here. By the way, UB against Liberty in the Bahamas Bowl. It is 3-0 Bulls up on Liberty right now with about 7 minutes and change in the first quarter still. You can also hear that play-by-play going on the Bet 1520 if you were interested.
The kicker also put up a career-long field goal to put it up 3-0, 51 yards, Upton Bellefonte. Yeah.
And UB is driving. They are just outside the red zone. Anyway, we'll come back. We will dial in now and look more in-depth into the playoff picture. But the main questions today, are you concerned with anything about the Bills heading into the postseason? Are you worried about what this team may have to face? Are you worried about Cincinnati? Are you worried about Denver? Are you worried about Miami? If so, why? Give us your calls. Give us your concerns. Let us hear from you as well. If you need to vent about the Sabres, we could do that too as well. Here on Sports Talk Saturday, Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here on WGR.